If you're enjoying this podcast, please consider leaving a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It really helps me out a lot. Cheers.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Jed Hearn, host of the Novel Analyst Podcast, and I wanted to let you know that my latest book is out today in America. It was out yesterday in Australia, but due to time zone weirdness, it is out today in everywhere else in the world. So the book is called Across the Broken Stars, and it is a space fantasy novel about Leon, a man with a secret. He was once an angel, a winged warrior sworn to protect Pyre, which is this realm where people live on discs that float in space. But he failed. Now, Leon's a broken man, trying to forget the past. He thinks he's the last angel, but then a young fugitive stumbles onto Leon's doorstep. She's an angel, too, and she has a riddle, leading to a place where angels still live. Or so the stories claim. Desperate for redemption, Leon begins a perilous quest through myth and folklore. But will Leon and the fugitive find their legendary destination? Or will Leon lose his last chance for salvation? If you listen to the episode I did a few weeks back, I read the very first chapter from this book for free, right here in the Novel Analyst Podcast. So if you want to explore this story before you decide to buy it or not, you can check out that sample chapter that is provided. Just scroll down in your podcast app and it should be there. If you want to pick up a copy, which I would very much appreciate, and I think you would enjoy if you appreciate in particular fantasy stories with strong world building and complex characters, then I think this is the book for you. To pick up a copy, you can go to jedhearn.com/broken. That's jedhearne.com/broken, BROKEN. Or you can just search it up on Amazon, Book Depository, Barnes & Noble, etc. It is available in ebook, paperback, and hardback, so all the formats are covered. Audiobook, not at the moment, but if I get enough requests, I might make that at some stage in the future. So just close out this little announcement by reading a couple of amazing reviews that a few of you have already left for the book, which is really gratifying and fantastic to read. First review comes from Darian Sess, who says, "The details that went into the creation of this world were fantastic. It is unlike any other sci-fi world I've ever read about." That was a 5-star review from Darian. Thank you very much. The next one was, quote, "Gripped me from the start. I loved that Leon, the protagonist, was kind of a screw-up. His actions and emotions are so achingly normal, which is something rarely seen in fantasy novels." That review, that 5-star review, comes from Jamie Camilleri. Apologies if I butchered your name, Jamie. I really appreciate your review. And my last review I'll mention is on the Readsy Discovery website. And this review doesn't actually come out until 2 days' time, but I've read an advanced copy of it, and it is a fantastic starred review, 5-star review on Readsy Discovery that goes like this. Quote, "The most unique part about Across the Broken Stars, and my favorite element hands down, is that the realm of Pyre is made of discs in space instead of worlds as we know them." Ellipsis added, because it's a long review, I didn't want to post the whole thing on this episode. The review continues as, quote, "The discs make for a unique setting and at times add great tension to the story. If you are looking for an epic fantasy that has a unique setting, this is it." And again, that comes from Kate Valent on the Readsy Discovery website. So if you've been enjoying these podcast episodes, if you enjoyed my previous book, Fires of the Dead, as I know quite a few of you have, and if you're looking for a really interesting and unique fantasy world to enter and explore and have a great time in, then I would really appreciate if you checked out Across the Broken Stars, an epic space fantasy adventure. Also, if you pick up a copy of the book within the launch week, so that is if you buy a copy of the book by, let me quickly check my calendar, if you buy a copy of the book before the end of Sunday the 9th of February, and you email me a screenshot of your receipt, just email me jed.hearn1@gmail.com. The link to that email will also be in the show notes. If you buy a book before the 9th and you email me the receipt, I will send you a whole bunch of bonuses. These will include things like the unedited first draft of Across the Broken Stars, which I wrote in 60 days. I'll also send through the original outline for Across the Broken Stars as it appears in my notebook from 2017. And I'm sure that as a listener of this podcast, you know, you love learning about how stories are created and the different processes that authors go through to turn their ideas into books. So if you get a hold of these bonuses, which are all completely free, by the way, you will be able to see my own process in action. And the only place to get these at the moment is by buying a copy of the book before February the 9th and then emailing me a screenshot of your receipt. And then I will send you those bonuses right away, along with a couple of other awesome stuff, things as well. So to claim those and to pick up your copy of Across the Broken Stars, you can go to jedhearn.com/broken. That's jedhearne.com/broken. The link to that is in the show notes. And if you buy a copy before February the 9th, email me a screenshot of your receipt and I will send you those amazing bonuses. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you really enjoy the book as much as I enjoyed writing it. See you soon.